Catching up next with Tania Clark out of Thriving Southland. She is catchment coordinator for the Upper Matara. Tania, welcome to the muster.
Oh, hey, thanks, Andy. So good to be here.
Yeah, appreciate your time. You're based up there in Balfour. Firstly, weather conditions today, it'll be a bit iffy, is it?
Oh, a wee bit iffy. Harvey's not too impressed, actually, because we've got a little bit of the harvest yet to do, and it's just kicking the can down the road, but that's okay. It'll be good. It'll be good. We'll get there.
Absolutely. Rome wasn't built in a day. Hey, nonetheless, so at Thriving Southland, Tony, you have some really cool things on the horizon. You're going to tell us today about an event coming up at Waimumu, which sounds really cool.
Oh, I'm so excited about this event. This has been in the works for quite some time. Southern AgriTech and Innovation Day on the 2nd of May, like you say, at Waimumu Field Day site. It's really all about showcasing new and emerging technologies for southern farmers. So it's going to be action-packed.
So what's some of the things that people can expect?
Well, really, it's 8 o'clock till 5 p.m. The day is full, absolutely full of fantastic exhibitors, keynote speakers, some really high-calibre panels, and a choice of 6 workshops, along with a Q&A panel with some farmers who have already tread the path with some of the new technologies on farm. So really, really exciting stuff.
Yeah, just looking at some of the things that have come through here, soil radiometrics, for example. Mike Casey, of course, pushing the cause towards electrification on farm. Drones actually do have a place in rural agriculture these days, don't they?
They do. We've got a couple of the big companies coming down to demo and talk about application on farm. We've also got Scott Spooner coming from SBS Automation. Scott's very much involved in the custom tailored robotics, and gosh, some of the demos are going to be fabulous. But there's more than just demos at AgriTech, that's for sure. But registrations are essential, and I say this, it's so important because it is fully catered, it's free, but you need to secure your workshop choices because some of those are filling, they're filling up fast. And they are limited. We can only fit so many people in some of those spaces. So if you're keen to head along to your first choice of workshop, jump on the Thriving Southland website and register your tickets. So, yeah, but cool stuff. Cool stuff on the horizon that's going to help make us money and save us money as farmers, but really getting down to the nitty-gritty, the facts and figures, the example farms and farmers in those workshop sessions. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited.
Because you talk about technology on farm, Tania, and once upon a time, the only technology you'd see might have been a digital speedo come on a motorbike once upon a time, but it just shows how times have just changed and gone the other way.
It has. Some of the things that we're going to be talking about are not even landed yet. And we have a really important panel on GEGM with some heavy hitters. We've got Dr. William Ralston, Dr. Tony Connor and Professor Caroline Saunders coming down to join us. That panel's moderated by Robin Dines. It's going to be really, really great. And I'm looking forward to hearing about, you know, the application overseas that some of those technologies have been used for. What is it actually bringing to New Zealand agriculture already that we don't know about? And what can we look forward to? What are the risks and opportunities around that? So some of the panels are just fabulous. We've got Hamish Ma coming down too. Hamish is going to be joining Ruth Leary from AgriZero NZ on the Trade and Technology panel, and that is going to be fabulous. They've both been overseas recently, and so they're going to come back and really give us a breakdown on some of their insights. So, super day.
So for people who are going along, there's going to be the choice of modules that they can attend. Is that right?
That's right. That's why it's so crucial that they do jump on the Thriving Southland website and click on the AgriTech 2024 link. It'll take you through and you'll be able to look through those workshops, all the information's there, and then you'll be able to choose which ones you'd like to attend. There's a choice of 3 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. You can just go and see one. So a bit of tough decisions to be made, but jump on there, register, and then you'll be able to select those workshops at that point.
Yeah, and like Thriving Southland, looking after the land, soil radiometrics, as I touched on before, there's something for everybody, basically. And like you say, it's free. You just need to register.
It is free. 2nd of May, I know it's just before duck shooting, but I'm hoping everyone's got their ducks in a row, their ponds are all set, they'll be able to spare that day. Doors open at 8 o'clock, but it is a sharp 9 a.m. Kickoff, and we'll be running through till 5. at the Waimumu Field Day site in the big Agri Centre shed. So dress as you would, just come off the farm in a jacket. It's free, it is fully catered, there are limited tickets, and the workshops are, some of them are filling up quite fast, so get in quick.
Isn't that the beauty of South Antania? We organise life around duck shooting weekend. Around opening, how good is it?
Oh no, I know, but it's such an important weekend. I know, isn't
it? Mental health. Yes. Hey, Tania Clark, out of Thriving Southland, where you are coordinator for the Upper Matara for the catchment program, and talking about this fantastic day you guys have got coming up. Like you say, registrations are essential. Appreciate your time on the muster. Sounds like it's going to be a goodie.
Thanks, Andy. We'll see you there.
Tania Clark, out of Thriving Southland. So once again, this day happening on May the 2nd, get in touch with Thriving Southland. Bookings are essential.